want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram, Ask Adam Torres, to keep up with my book releases, signing tour, all that good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website and hit on MoneyMattersTopTips.com. Click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Marcus Wright on the line. He is the CEO over at J Consulting and also the COO over at Fair Consulting Group. Marcus, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
So, Marcus, I definitely want to get into what you're doing over at JH Consulting and Fair Consulting Group. But before we do that, let's give the audience a little bit of your background. So how'd you get started as an entrepreneur?
Well, I got started, in all honesty, about 4 years ago. I've been a project manager working in different areas of IT for about 24 years. I've done many things, and I've coached, I should say, I've managed projects and had to meet with individuals from different levels, CEOs, the C-levels, the senior management levels, to get the projects kind of started. In doing that, I realized that there was a need for some of their teams to be coached and to be talked to about what I offer as a service. So I started thinking, why am I continuously, you know, going and doing these projects? And it's difficult when you're doing project management and you're watching tons of funds as well as tons of capital, rather, as well as managing multiple people and trying to meet multiple deadlines. So in doing that, I started to learn that there are things that can actually be done better. So after I got out of college, I actually started thinking about what I was going to do. I completed a year or two of college, and Adam, I just determined that that wasn't for me. So I took a job as a customer service representative for a large Fortune 500 company. And at that time, they brought a group of people in to say, hey, what's wrong with this product that we just launched? So we had a roundtable. During that roundtable, I literally raised my hand and basically just said, you know, you guys are running this product, it's going to fail. And the VP of that particular product, it was a paging product, so you know it was in the 90s. He said, why would it fail? I said, because none of the people that are responsible for this even understand how the products work. So at that moment, they ended the meeting very abruptly. So as you can see, I thought I was going to be fired because I thought I actually frustrated the VP. I really did. I thought I pissed him off. So, but in all honesty, they went and had a meeting, and then they brought the the director into the room, and they brought me back into the room, and they looked at me, and I was like, okay, this must be my last day. Let me just get ready to go. And they were like, Marcus, that was very courageous for you to just come out and say that. So I'm sitting here like, okay, wow, that was courageous. They must think, oh, I'm cool. Okay. I think it's going to be fine. Well, at that moment, they said, we want you to run a help desk with 14 people. We want you to handpick 14 of your peers, and we want you to tell us what's wrong with this product. So I did that, and that lasted a week and a half. And after that, I gave them the data. The project manager at the time was actually not able to travel to the company that they were working with. So she actually asked me to do it after she spoke to her management. And she trained me on being a project manager. So I learned how to be a project manager from this one particular individual who I love dearly to this day. And she really worked with me so that I knew what I was doing. So after that, I was like, this is great. I love project management. And I started doing it. And I've done it for, about 24 years. But then, within the last 4 or 5 years, Adam, I started to notice that I wasn't really fulfilled. And I started to see a lot of different things that were happening, doing different projects, with the way people were being taught and coached, and how they were speaking up and how they weren't speaking up. So at that point, I went home and literally sat down and started writing out what's wrong with different places that I've worked with different projects. And I started writing all those things out, and I said, there is a need for something. So why don't you launch JH Consulting, which, by the way, is named after my dad, who passed away in 2007, and my brother, who passed away in 2014. It's really a combination of their initials and their names. And then I launched it because it needed to be done. And I felt that I had something to offer different people. So that's what took me down the entrepreneurial road, because it was a need. I saw the need, and I've been doing it ever since. And I love
it. What kind of advice would you give to that person that was maybe a lot in your shoes? They're in their current role. Maybe they've been doing it for a while, and they think there's a better way to do it. Because what you did is, you know, obviously it took a lot of guts. What kind of advice would you give them?
I would tell a person that was in my shoes that you first need to write down a lot of things, meaning you need to paint the picture of what you're seeing. You need to understand what's happening where you are. And then you need to determine what you can do to make whatever that is a better place, whether it be that you're offering a service to someone, whether you come up with a product that you can give to someone, meaning sell to someone that they need, you know, whether it's a sneaker, I don't know what it is that you're going to be doing, but you have to understand that when you're doing it and you see that there's a better way to do things, you have to have a plan in your mind, a vision. You got to have that vision of what you can do to make something better. So you better sit down and really think about it and make that plan out, and then just go for it.
That's
just
awesome.
Go for it.
I think that's also a good transition. So you gave us a little bit of insight. Let's go a little bit deeper. So what are you doing over at JH Consulting? What kind of clients are you helping?
So at JH Consulting, I am actually a coach. I am a John Maxwell certified coach. I am also certified by People Tech Leadership Coaching, and I am a DISC certified behavioral analyst. And what I do, I love the DISC assessments. DISC assessments tells people about their personalities. So what I've done and what I do is I actually go to different companies or different people that are looking to understand how they communicate with their teams and how their teams communicate with them. I give them a DISC assessment, a profile. I go through it with them, and then I help them to understand what their actual personality is, whether they're a D, which is a dominant person, and I explain what that means. If they're an I, they're very influential, and I explain what that means. As a study, and I walk through that, and C is compliant, and I walk through that. And at that time, when I help individuals understand that after they've taken the assessment, I break them into teams based on their letter, their personality style, and I help them to understand how to communicate with each other. Because that's a huge gap that I believe that corporate America has gotten away from because of all the technology, with all the social media out there, with the email that's out there, that you can quickly send a text to someone. But we forget that we need to understand how to communicate more effectively to people, and people need to understand how we communicate. So I can give you a perfect example. Me as an individual, I am a DI. I am a dominant influential person. And my wife is a CS. She's a compliant, steady person. Well, those are two different types of individual people. We had to learn how to communicate with each other. And that's what I do. I help people communicate, and I walk through leadership, what the leadership team needs to do to understand their teams.
That's great. And I'm a huge fan of the DISC assessment. I'm a huge fan of all of that, Myers-Briggs, all the different things. Because, I mean, if you don't really understand yourself, it's really hard to work within the constructs of a team environment and really push projects and business forward. Because a lot of time you may be talking about, you know, you're talking about the same thing, but from completely different angles. And there's always that communication barrier. And I feel those assessments are really pivotal in helping you get over that communication barrier so that everyone can move the business forward ultimately. Let's talk more about Fair Consulting Group. So what's going on over there, and how are you helping your clients over there?
So at Fair Consulting Group, I am Chief Operations Officer. Sean Fair is the CEO, the Chief Executive Officer of Fair Consulting Group. What we do, we've partnered together. Sean and I have known each other for over 20 years. Sean has been an instrumental, pivotal person to train in leadership. So he does a lot of leadership coaching, and I do the DISC assessment. So we tag team to do things together. We are currently working on some offerings right now. We're about to launch a very big thing in June 27th, so stay tuned for that. But we also have another speaking tour that we're going to be doing in October in Michigan. I believe it's in Novi, Michigan. We haven't picked a date yet. It's going to be between October 7th and October 10th. And there we take the leadership aspect and the team building aspect, and we help CEOs and executives from both aspects to make them better leaders, but to also help them work with their teams together. The other thing that we've done, we had a huge training approximately 8 months ago where we did bridging the gap between CEOs and millennials. We did this training to try to help CEOs today understand how to deal with the millennials that they're working with in the workforce today, how they work, how they cope with things, because millennials tend to get a bad stigmatism that they're lazy, narcissistic, and they don't work well. But that's not really true. Sean Fair and myself over at Fair Consulting Group, we came up with a training to walk baby boomers how to work well with millennials and Gen Xers, how to work well with millennials. We taught the baby boomers that at their time that they were boomers, they were agents of change. And what they fail to realize, I believe, in some cases, is that millennials are actually, in fact, exactly the way the boomers were. They're agents of change. They're about making things better. But the difference is boomers didn't have all the technology that the millennials have today to use. So it's our job to help leadership understand how to lead and work better with their teams. But it's also our job to help the teams to understand personality types so that they can work better with their executives. And I'm also being trained in EQ, which is emotional intelligence. And I'll be adding that into the training with the personality assessments that we'll be doing and the leadership training that we'll be doing when we launch those products.
Oh, that's awesome. I love to hear it. And I love that you're so thorough and really going through all of the different kind of angles of helping to analyze somebody. If somebody wants more information about either JH Consulting or Fair Consulting Group, what's the best way for them to reach out, Marcus?
There's a couple ways. JH Consulting can be found on the web at JH Consulting, and that's J-A-Y-H consulting.com. I'm also on Instagram at JH underscore consulting. And my number is 630-621-0708. As far as Fair Consulting Group, they can find Fair Consulting at fairconsulting.com. FairConsultingGroup.com on the web. And Fair Consulting can also be found on Facebook under Fair Consulting, under Fair Consulting, as well as Sean Fair. And that's S-H-A-W-N Fair. And again, my name is Marcus Wright, and I can also be found on Facebook and on LinkedIn as Marcus A. Wright.
All right. Well, hey, Marcus, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. And to the listeners, as always, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, do all those good things we do to support our podcasters. I really appreciate it. And Marcus, thank you again for your time today.